If we have been doing something like gardening this week. Just continuing in a kind of meditative reflecting for a few minutes, whatever comfortable position. Gardening being something that there's always an ongoing task, and sometimes so much work, and at the same time, what it's all about is beyond our control, and what we can do is just support the thriving. So it's kind of magical. So resting into your physical body and feeling the week and your lifetime, if you like. Just getting a sense of what has been going on. If there's been a new taste of some kind of food for body, heart, mind, soul. Or getting into a rhythm with a kind of way of gardening, devoting ourselves to what's sustaining. Of literal physical life and the life that's beyond biology and form. Life with a capital L, maybe. Maybe did something come back to you from childhood? Or what kind of season does it feel like in your being? Like planting seeds or letting something die? Ripen in the sun? Some really delicate blossoming. Some waiting. Maybe different moments of all of that, or how is it? And what feels important? Growing and fruitfulness and thriving. What feels most precious in all of it to you? That even if a harvest failed or two of your favorite species don't get along or whatever. Fulfilling beyond results that are visible or recognizable. What would you love for your life to be able to organize around or through? That subtle North Star. Not yet how to, but just being open to feel possibilities. Through feeling qualities. Allowing the mind in its dreamlike way to surface a memory or a dream, literal dream. Fragment of a song, a word, an image, a physical sense, a best guess, if you like. What's important now? May there be peace. So before we get into a round, and partly because you already had a chance if you wanted to speak a little bit and listen a little bit, just to talk about that listening and speaking that has been much less this week, and now this time where it's more. It could be nice to think of these few days not as breaking the silence, but listening or speaking with or from the silence, with or from the restfulness or the wish for restfulness. And when that's gone, the feet or the belly, maybe, or the back. And Amanda G was speaking yesterday about this back, and such a lovely thought. So resting into the back, but if you've seen a picture or model or actual skeleton, and this, even the image of the front of the spine inside there, and just how springy and, how did you put it? It's like so made to bear the weight. What did you say?
The front of the spine, the physical bones, are designed to carry the weight of the body, much like a pregnant woman. Mm-hmm. And the back of the spine, there's lots of space in the bones.
Yeah. sometimes that can be helpful, listening and speaking, to find the back again. Or if your tendency is already to be way back, the front of the back. I find it's a helpful metaphor to think of if you've been fasting and then you're going to start eating. And if we think not only of interpersonal conversation, but all of the ways that we've been less verbal or more nonverbal this week. So different broadcasts and recordings and print, all the, even the images that are so easily invading off of a screen in an airport or a phone or whatever. And so this time, maybe a few days from now through a few days, light coming off of fasting. Not to be surprised if you feel weird or dizzy or really tired, or whether it's you speaking and you wish you would stop, or some other voice. So if possible, it's not always the case, but if possible, to leave space for this really fertile in-between time. So the perspective that can come through about where you want to be listening and speaking from. And Gautam Buddha gave these really clear and nice guideline about communication, which is to just be aware about when, where, whom, and what. Who or whom? Who is speaking to whom? Are you speaking? So there might be something that you really want to say to someone that you discovered. And it's, you know, like, when is the silence off so I can turn my phone on and you don't have coverage? So it's this magical, magical spot. Pull over up the side of the road. Wait, can you stop the car? So when and where. You might already have the who and what sometimes. The when might never come. And if you find yourself in the middle of like spurting out an insight about someone else to them or about yourself or whatever, and you notice that you're actually like at the entrance of the subway or whatever, and it's just not the right spot. Not that it could be a perfect spot for certain conversations, including the most important, but so kind of feeling your way, and it's a trust that the moment can be given. And then sometimes that moment comes when you're not quite available. you thought you weren't ready. And so it's a whole practice that we, you know, fail a lot in on the way of learning. It's also, in other words, a time that we're likely to be more aware of the power of words. And kind of that thing of, is it coming from love or from fear, can really help to tune into the power of words fruitfully. And just knowing yourself that if you tend to be shy, then go against the grain. And if you tend not to be shy, go against the grain. And also listen to yourself. Many times we're saying so much that's so good to hear. And also when you're listening to yourself, you can hear when you're kind of like treading water. And what's really the wish? Just to fall silent or just to connect? And sometimes it can be a good conversation that you just ask a question and then listen. So it's also to feel free to change the course of communication. Sometimes you can be like, gotta get back to the silent retreat. And it could just be, it's, you know, from the silence, what word, if any, comes, or what gesture in the body comes. And it can help. Even when someone's speedy, it can be possible that you start having the conversation that you would have liked to be having. Mm-hmm. Instead of feeling trapped in the one that you want, you're just like, get me out of here. And so just generosity and communication. Not necessarily about an abundance of quantity, but of quality. So why don't we come into a round where we can all see each other?
John, can I ask you the four short sentences again? I have inspiration is not excitement.
Oh.
You forgot?
I don't have my book here.
Oh.
That was for you, not me.
Somebody will remember.
Safety is not control. Control is not safety.
Intuition is not a feeling?
Not an emotion.
Not emotion.
Oh. Intuition is not emotion.
Control is not safety.
Inspiration is not excitement.
Yeah.
Alarm is not awake.
Alarm is not aware.
Awake.
Not awake.
Friendliness is not a two-way
Memory is not
what?
That never.
Got it.
So, friendliness is not a two-way street came from this part of our brain.
Could you send it out maybe after the retreat?
No. I'm really sorry, I can't. But you're welcome to.
there was also, I think, safety is not freedom.
Yeah, that was the last one. Thank you.
Safety is not control.
Safety is not freedom. We could add safety is good. That's also in there.
And was something caring is not worry.
Yeah. Thank you. I think there were like seven or eight, and I think that's close.
Caring is not worry.
I think it was actually caring is not control, love is not worry, but it's not really. It's not yet written in stone. I would like to read that poem that I butchered this morning also. The arrival. Like a tide, it comes in, wave after wave of foliage and fruit, the nurtured and the wild, out of the light to this shore. In its extravagance, we shape the strenuous outline of enough.
Can you read it one more time?
The arrival. Like a tide, it comes in, wave after wave of foliage and fruit, the nurtured and the wild, out of the light to this shore. In its extravagance, we shape the strenuous outline of enough. So I'd like to start small. First of all, to know that you're not going to be required to speak or sing or dance or anything. And anyone is welcome. And to start with, I'd love if it would just be that this thing of to say one word, a one word, which could be two or three words, but a one word that for you kind of spells out your heart's desire from that not two, not one movement. Or it could be any kind of discovery this week, that's something that supports you from the retreat that you would take with you, or what you would take with you is, around this would my life be organized. And it doesn't have to make sense to us. It could be like a word that for you spells that heart's desire from a memory, from a however. And so maybe again, just like letting the week wash through. And it could be something that's really specific and small, like breakfast in silence kind of thing. And what that felt like. Or it could be something more subtle.
I usually hate these kind of things, but I'm going to ask you to go first, because I feel really inspired just looking around at just how beautiful this circle of people is. Just blows me away. I want to say that this right here is the world, and this right here is heaven. Thank you. Giving this much.
Well, the first, I have two. the first word is coast. And the second word is yeehaw.
We can rehearse online.
So, there's an energy that I can't really put a word on, but there's different words, different days that fit it. And in the past days, it was belonging. Some days it's love. Today it's connection. Thank you.
As someone who like feels like they've always been kind of in control, especially in terms of meditation, this retreat has just thrown me back, and I feel like I'm so speechless to describe all of these things going on. But every day I'm constantly in awe of how you are able to verbalize it all, Jaya, in a way that makes sense to all of us. Just, yeah, so awestricken by this place, by you people, and by these teachings. Thank you.
My word is stay. In silence, I didn't really know it was going to be silent. I don't think Brandon
failed to mention that to me. I knew I would have been like, yeah, that's not going to happen. But there really is beauty in silence, and I'm definitely... It's been really good. And having an attitude of gratitude.
And knocking it out of the park.
Really wasn't that good. I was probably the least silent person here, but it still was way better than I thought I was going to do.
You stayed.
Yeah, I did think at the end of this retreat I was going to go around and give everyone a high five. So impressed I made it. I was like, woo.
Did you put money on with your friends' bets against you?
I should have. Totally. Yes. I made a lot of money. Yeah. They all gave me like a day or two.
Congratulations. And yeehaw.
Peaceful, yeah. Yum. Knowing the words and cherish community.
I didn't get the first one.
Lowering the words.
Okay.
So complex.
I feel very sustained and nurtured by you people coming here to undertake this courageous work of going into the woes and joys of the inner life. I'm thrilled, and I feel that it is fulfill my dream that this retreat center can function at this level and sustain this kind of experience.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Love abounds always. Mm.
So we can leave it open for the one word style, and also if someone wants to say more, than even though we already started that way, but feel free. I have a few more minutes.
Can I share something a little more than one word?
Yeah, that's what I'm opening it out to that.
Okay.
But maybe, I think, Katorji, were you about to speak?
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
You go ahead.
I was going to say this to you privately, but I feel too shared here. Having known you for a while, and I've been at a lot of your retreats and in a lot of situations with you. In one way or another, teaching. There is something about the raging fires around and the winds and the uncertainty and all that. And it was so contrasted by this really deep kind of, I guess the word would be sustaining ember in your being that, and I know that isn't just something, that's something that you have cultivated and that has been cultivated in you, and it feels new and spacious and spacious enough not to be blown into something more frenetic, but to allow for this amazing fabric of poetry that, where you take the words that are being said by people and weave them, and it's just amazing. And just along the level of remembering what people say, which is always. Each one of us feels so seen and heard, and even the smallest thing that somebody might say, you know, that you think, oh, I was embarrassed to say it, and I should have, or it's a stupid thing, but you will take it and make this beautiful thing of it that also joins with what other people are saying and becomes the teaching. So the teaching starts with us, but it's so beautifully guided by you. So such deep thanks, and to everyone who said those words, because who knew the word would be chick flick, or who knew the word would be weird, or the word would be ladder, or the word would be whatever it was, you know. They're ordinary words that people say that become something very rich.
And also the, like, simultaneous or synchronous of the ember and what we talked about yesterday in terms of the, rather than self-absorbed, like being absorbed in the self, capital S, as a radiant heart, that you're feeling that in me is also, that's, it's feeling that in you. It's so cool.
Thank you, everyone, so much. I almost left the first day.
Mm-hmm. Ashley G.
Thanks. Actually, it's really, there's some similarities there, which the connections, and yeah, all these connections, but when you were talking about the garden in the meditation, for a little bit, my mind is like, okay, what am I doing? Am I weeding? Am I, like, and then I was like, wait, I'm the garden, I'm not gardening. I was like, okay, I'm the garden, what's happening? And, like, life, I definitely, this week was, like, life is, like, putting its hands in my soil and, like, pulling out poisons and toxins most of the time. And that was pretty intense. But then I was like, because at first I was like, is it tilling? And I was like, no, because it's tilling breaks up the soil and breaks up all the mycelial connections. And I've been a little bit interested in no-till gardening. But so that, and I was like, but that mycelial web, those connections, fungi actually like take poisons out of the soil. They actually like put out acids and break them down and pull them into themselves and bring them up out of the soil into their bodies, and they eat that for everybody. And so it's like, you know, that connection in our lives, like in this being's life, that connection very much is medicine for me and for all of us. And oh my gosh, there'd be times when I'm in that lodge and I'd be like curled up in a ball on the couch, like somebody comes in and like, oh, thank you for walking in here, your presence is like, oh, just you being here, and just like you being you walking around, I'm like, oh, thank you, you're comfort, you know. And today and because otherwise it's life hand in, it's pretty intense. But the last thing that was related to what you're talking about with the connection more so is like, it's this garden is part of this biodynamic garden. And when you look at biodynamic gardening, the garden or the farm is one entity, and every being in that, every farmer, every animal, every whatever being is a part of that animal that is the garden. And all those connections with the words that Jaya does so beautifully, because I'm like, everything that you say, you read my mind. But but then I remember, and it's humbling, like, Jaya's not speaking to me, she's speaking to us, and I'm just like, I don't know, there's no words that can put how, like, we're just all experiencing such a, like, yeah, I don't know how else to say it. I don't know if you understand my meaning with that, but it's like, to be in that with all of you is really beautiful and special, so thank you.
She calls it the amoebic shift.
Us speaking to us.
I learned a new word the other day, which I'm not really wordy, and it's a mentor of mine that told me the word, and I kind of like don't know that. I've heard the word, but I never really like understood the meaning of the word, or like how it's applied or whatever. But I'm really feeling like, from you and through all of us, and I don't know how exactly to use it, but it feels really earnest.
Wasn't that one of the Buddha's precepts for coming to enlightenment? Wasn't that one of the sort of prerequisites?
He's my osteopath. told me that if I ever have a son, I should name him Ernest. I don't know if I'll ever get married or if I'll ever have a son, but I also feel like joy today, like a wedding day. You should host those.
You just did.
Be your next
couple. I hear today in the word earnest something of that willingness and simplicity. And also I've been thinking this summer, I guess, or the last few months about innocence, but and not like regaining innocence or going back to innocence, but so I think of it now as like ripening into innocence from our cynicism, right? So it's, but it's not going back to, but sort of a childlike willingness.
One is I got this splinter on my thumb like 10 seconds before the retreat started. Like my other thumb just healed from 2 cuts. Kidding me? I'm like, okay, all right. That's how it starts. And Tippa told me a few weeks ago, she's like, it's okay. I got another splinter. The body will push everything out that's not metal. I was putting up a tent post. It's fucking metal. For like 4 days. I was like, fine, it's tiny. Like, I'll ask her to take it out after the retreat. This one clearly needs like external extraction. And then sure enough, yesterday I noticed, I was like, oh, it's almost out. Like, it's almost on its way. All on its own. Itself, the body does. There's just so much of my experience of just like releasing and letting happen and heal and grow and so on. And the second thing is, Jai, I just want to thank you for really helping put the treat into retreat. Again and again.
Good one.
Speaking of which, we should thank the kitchen staff for putting the eat in retreat. Which they did. Do it.
Sure did.
I had a string of words. Rest back. And lioness, and loved, and would love to share a song.
Awesome.
I just remember at the end of last retreat that I was on, feeling the bigness of the gift and wondering how to give back, and then knowing that just live my life. That was what I could give back to you and to the teachings and the teachers.
Yes.
Just live my life. So we sing a lot in the community that I'm in. And this song comes from a woman named Katie Robinson, who's a really dear friend, and comes from somewhere in the bioregion of the Northwest. Feel free to sing along if you wanted, but this is just the song that's in my heart right now. Great. Stomp your feet, swing your hips, kiss the earth, draw your heat, from her center. Stomp your feet, swing your hips, kiss the earth. Draw your heat from her center. Oh, to be free. Oh, to be free. Oh, to be free. Oh, to be free. Lift your hands, lift your heart, lift your eyes to the light in the sky. Lift your hands, lift your heart, lift your eyes to the light in the sky. Oh, to be free. Oh, to be free. Oh, to be free. Oh, to be free. Stomp your feet, swing your hips, kiss the earth. Draw your heat from her center. Stomp your feet, swing your hips, kiss the earth. Draw your heat from her center. Oh, to be free. Oh, to be free.
My community.
Oh, no.
got 1 minute each.
It's nearly 12.
So Amanda and Jay are giving Karen a ride for a flight, so they have to leave in 5 minutes.
Shoot.
These were my words already, and then exquisitely hard and giving.
Jaya, you said maybe in the first day or two something about, you know, why are you here? I don't even like the word intention anymore, but what came for me was just this image of like a cool, this cool, deep, soothing balm, something like that. And whenever I remembered what I was here, I would tune into that, just that. And it was just so clear. It was, I really want to be clearer. That's absolute. Cooler, yes, need that for myself, besides the fires, which I thought, oh.
Mm-hmm.
And water was just fourth depth, whatever, for Jinshin, but sort of like a soothing balm for fear and for being afraid. And then before retreat, I was listening to something that asked, the question was, what is heaven on earth? For you, what is heaven on earth for you? And I'm like, I don't know. and being here with all of you in this space, the words that came were grounded heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Grounded heaven. I tried to, when I was sitting here, also tried to imagine doing this by myself, and I couldn't. I couldn't do it. It's like I want to be part of this. So thank you.
And thank you for the Qigong.
So welcome. Thank you for asking.
I hope it happens again.
To like some friends, you know, some really important people into my life. I totally feel so different about like how I would say this now, but to all of you, Andrew Lee, all of you, like whatever happens, whenever it happens. You all super well.
Thank you.